everyone. Welcome back to TNUSS Voices,
where words connect worlds.
I'm Ai from Class 3E.
And I'm Mari from Class 3C. We're your hosts for today's episode, and we're super excited to be here. Okay, so if you missed episode 1, no worries. Let's give you a recap of the first episode. In the first episode, Juliet and Hikaru ask a simple but powerful question. What's your favorite thing about TNUSS?
People said all kind of things. Open house, sports day, and other school events, the cafeteria.
The friends, the teachers, and the school trips. Everyone has something different, but all the answers show such many people enjoy being part of TNUSS.
Yeah, that was really fun. So, how's everyone doing now? It's the time of year again.
Yep, unit tests are coming up. All the subjects, all the studying.
Don't worry, we're not here to stress you out. In this episode, we are going to talk about how we deal with tests, and maybe share some study tips too.
And we've invited two awesome students to join us. Please welcome Sana from Form 2 and Keisuke from Form 4.
Hi Sana, hi Keisuke, thanks for being here.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
Alright, let's start with the simple questions. How do you feel about unit tests? Nervous? Confident? Something else?
I felt very nervous.
I always feel so anxious about this because there are so many tests in this short span.
Honestly, same here. Some subjects feel easier than others.
Yeah, like for me, I feel okay about English, but math always makes me nervous.
How about you, Ai? What subject do you find the hardest?
I think that social studies is the hardest subject. So, let's talk about how we study. Do you have any study routines or habits that help you prepare?
My routine is mathematics and science. I start studying 2 weeks before a test. But for memorization types like kanji and social studies, I study right before a test.
I listen to our international news such as BBC News and ABC News. Also, I study English vocabulary using Aiken reference book.
Nice! I usually try to study a little every day, but sometimes I end up cramming the night before. I like to review with friends before tests. We quiz each other. It helps me remember things.
Yeah, group study is fun. As long as we don't start talking about anime or snacks.
That's right. Sometimes that happens, and I think that's okay if we don't do it for a long time. It's important to find a study habit that works for us. I also do a lot of studying just by myself. How about you, Ai?
I actually like studying by myself. I can concentrate well and it works for me.
Okay, how about we share some tips to our listeners? What's one thing that really helps you remember what you study?
When I feel nervous at the test, I talk with my friends right before a test. That makes me feel better.
I think that vocabulary is the most important thing that helped me because I can understand a sentence even if I don't know all the grammar.
That's useful. I sometimes make flashcards or say things out loud. It helps me think.
Do you use any apps or tools when you study?
I use Google and YouTube to study.
That's nice!
Before we wrap up, let's share a little encouragement for anyone feeling nervous about the test.
You should start studying for the test before at least 2 weeks in advance.
When I feel nervous at the test, I talk with my friends right before a test. That makes me feel better.
That's great advice. And remember, tests are just one way to show what you've learned.
You don't have to be perfect. Just try your best and take care of yourself too.
That's it for today's episode. A big thank you to Sana and Keisuke for joining us.
Thank you, Sana and Keisuke, for your time. We really enjoyed hearing about your study habits and how you're getting ready for the unit test.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting us. I learned some studying techniques from you guys.
I enjoyed chatting with you today. We should do this more often.
Yeah, we should.
Before we go, we want to congratulate a student from 3E, Himari, whose writing has been chosen as our featured piece for the Creative Spotlight section of the May issue of the DNUSS Voices newsletter.
This student's work stood up for its personal insight and creativity. Well done, Himari. Check out her article and let's hear what you think.
And speaking of the newsletter, it's now displayed in our school library, the CPC, and even in the Tsuchiura City Library.
Wow, that's cool. Not only that, it's also online in our school websites. So tell your friends, teachers, and parents to check it out.
And we've got more good news. The TNUSS Voices podcast is now posted online on the official TNUSS website.
That means you can listen to any time at school, at home, or even with your family.
That's it for today's episode. Remember, studying isn't just about memorizing. It's about finding what works for you.
Whether it's flashcards, group study, or late night review seasons, let's keep going and keep learning. I hope you get a good score in the unit test and all the other tests this school year. If you need someone to study with, just call me.
That's a great idea, Ivy. Thank you everyone for listening to TNUSS Voices.
Where words connect worlds.
Credits to our BGM Joyful Spring by Skull Holmes from the Free Music Archive.
See you next time. Bye bye.
またね。